On the hadronic origin of high energy emission of $gamma-ray loud narrow line Seyfert 1PKS 1502+036 by Zheng Ji Wang et al. The radiation mechanism of radio loud narrow line Seyfert 1, RLNLS1, from X-ray to gamma-ray bands remains an open question. While the leptonic model has been employed to explain the spectral energy distribution, said, the hadronic process may potentially account for the high energy radiation of some gamma ray loud narrow line Seyfert 1, NLS1, as well. We study one of such RLNLS1, PKS 1502+036, comparing the theoretical SEDs predicted by the leptonic model and the leptohadronic model to the observed one. For the hadronic processes, we take into account the proton-synchrotron radiation and proton-photon interactions, including the Bethe-Heitler process and the photopion process, including the emission of pairs generated in the electromagnetic cascade initiated by these processes. Our results show that the leptonic model can reproduce the said of this source, in which the X-ray to gamma-ray radiation can be interpreted as the inverse Compton, IC, scattering. On the other hand, the proton synchrotron radiation can also explain the high energy component of said, although extreme parameters are needed. We also demonstrate that the P-gamma interactions as well as the cascade process cannot explain said. Our results imply that a leptonic origin is favored for the multi-wavelength emission of PKS 1502+036. This was, on the hadronic origin of high energy emission of $gamma-ray loud narrow line Seyfert 1 PKS 1502+036, by Zheng Ji Wang et al.